This is Jonathan Knack with Epicenter News Service, and I'm here at the Ron Dellums Federal Building and the Front Plaza in Oakland, California. It's Friday, June 3rd, and I'm here with Javad Jahi of the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, and today there was a protest that was called Hands Off Asada, Hand Over Posada. Mr. Jahi, could you explain what today's protest was about?
Today's protest is basically about this, you know, the hands off Asada, and basically getting the U.S. government, getting the state of New Jersey to stop the atrocious crime of the falsification of saying that she was in part in killing a police officer in 1973, when it's totally false allegations. And actually, it left one brilliant Panther, Sundiata Okuli, behind bars for life, and it led another brilliant Panther, Zaid Shakur, dead from police gunfire, from homeland terrorism instead of homeland security, and what they're doing right now. They put $1 million bounty on Asada Shakur's head on May 2nd in 2005, and that's almost a nine times increase of injustice, of terrorism, while she's living freely and safely in Cuba and being a good citizen. But they want to still destroy Black America. They want to destroy all people who want to be free, and we're against what they're trying to do. So that's basically what Hands Off Asada. And basically, it shows that the U.S. is contradicting themselves and saying this is a free nation by basically aiding and abetting Luis Posada, who blew up a Venezuela airliner on its way to Cuba that killed over 73 people. And they refuse to hand him over. They say he's in a detention center in Texas, but yet and still, he was an operative of the CIA, and he is not being justly incarcerated, as they want him extradited to Venezuela. The U.S. won't do so because this is a terrorist land that was built on war, that was built on bloodshed, on the sweat and the oppression of other people. And that's things that Asada Shakur was trying to end. So basically, with pinning a false murder on her like they've done plenty of other people that have been political prisoners, that have been freedom fighters, they're still trying to do this to her at age 57, when she should be left at peace.
And I understand you're with the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement. Can you tell me something about that organization and your involvement here today?
Yeah, the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement believes in self-determination, believes in the right to sovereign land. It is it's part of the New African Independence Movement. You know, that basically believes that we should have our own land here. We didn't decide to come to America, but we believe that, you know, we should be able to govern ourselves. We believe we should be able to live freely, without the poison, without the money manipulation and false cultural presence, you know, that they bring about. We just want to be able to live freely, connected to Africans, other diaspora, and home. And the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement is about liberating Africans all over, and we create Black nationalism because we feel we should be able to live with people that want to love each other and want to be free, and not to want to oppress each other and have the survival of the fittest mentality.
And were there other organizations that were sponsors or endorsers of today's action?
Jericho Amnesty Movement, Prisoners of the Conscience Committee, in COBRA, National Coalition of Blacks for Reparations in America, you know, as well as the Hands Off Asada campaign are all involved in this, as well as the ANSWER representatives as well, too.
And what are the next steps for this campaign?
The next steps is tomorrow at Oaklandish, which is on 2nd and Franklin, not too far from Evan Jones in the Jack London Square of Oakland. There will be a 6 p.m. program called Hands Off Asada, Hand Over Posada. We'll be going over some very specific information on why Asada is free, why they are waging war and trying to unjustly imprison her, as well as the terroristic tactics that Posada did that harmed Venezuelans and Cubans. So we'll be going over that information tomorrow, as well as getting folks organized to spread this information in the community. With Malcolm X Grassroots Movement has petitions that we're signing to bring light to this situation that's going on, to show that there are conscious people who want people to be free in America, unlike this empire that is built on slavery.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jahi. This is John. Excuse me.
Mr. Jahi.
This is Jonathan Knack reporting from Oakland for the Epicenter News Service.
Okay.